edition of Let Loud, the Caribbean Sound. My name is Iwa, your host. With me in studio this afternoon, two of my brothers here. I am C4, Wayo. And my other brother from another mother, Sokwet, Earthquake. Let me play Shake. So we there. I know. I quickly, let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA at RCISTLucia.com. People, or you could just hand deliver your letter to our studio in San Jose. These days, we're doing it like that. You can hand deliver your letter if you can write it. Although some of you are, anyway, type it. You know? Hey, letter is written E for everybody. So, be careful what you say. The kids are locked on. Believe me, I tell you, they love listening to y'all. They love to hear you on the radio. So it is written E for everyone. Keep it clean. Folks, the number you need to dial is 4523046. 1-758-4523046. You could try sending us. They tell me to tell y'all, keep it short. Keep it short, like below 30 seconds. A voice note. So we may be able to play it if it is below 30 seconds, all right? So record what you have to say in 30 seconds and send it via WhatsApp voice note. We want to hear from you. First time callers! All you need to do is just say first time caller and go right your head. Let me tell you that. No other radio station love first time callers like RCI, you know. Why? We love a first-time caller. Second time, third time. Why, we love all callers. Turn down the volume on your radio, your Alexa, your... whatever device you're listening to us on when you're calling, just turn it down, people. We don't want any feedback. We want to hear you loud and clear. Okay, people? Anything I leave on? I don't think I left on anything. All right, let me go straight into this afternoon's letter. This afternoon, it is a lady who has written, and her letter reads, listen so you can call. We're going to read it twice, and then we're going to take your calls. If they broke up 3 years ago, why she still want him to come to her house? She refused to accept what it is and move on. He is in a new relationship with me. When I met him 3 years ago, he had just break up with her. She is also his child mother. She attacked me twice already. When she saw me with him for the very first time, she had her hands all in my face asking me what I had with him. She wanted to know who I was. At that time, he protected me. He brought me to his car and we drove off and left her there to eat herself. That felt good. Over the Christmas season, she and two of her friends were in a store where I was. I didn't see them. I heard somebody say, look the... can I say that? Can I say that? Zwag?
Oh, really? So you got...
look that Zwag. I could say that. Zwag clean. It's like bag, you know? Look that Zwag he check in. In the rubbish he picked that... oh, boy. In the rubbish, he pick up. When I look, I seen is the girl. I didn't answer because I know I would get licks inside there. So I go outside and I call him, good for you, girl. Good for you. De-escalate. I didn't answer because I know I would get licks inside there. So I go outside and I call him. I ask him to warn his child mother. He told me to wait for him. He coming. I waited. He came. But they had time leave. The girl has been a pain from the time I started checking him. For the past year and a half, I have been living with him. And lately, things have not been good. They have a child together, so I try not to get too involved. But I want that woman to prick me. She using the child as an excuse to get what she want from him. She calling his phone constantly. The last time I saw her, I tell her that. I tell her I know what she's doing. And she wanted to beat me. Y'all, I do not like Roro. I keep to myself. And I am trying my best not to be one of those mad girlfriends who just go and take child murder. The girl would call him and ask him if I dare, and then tell him she will call him back. Then she would call and say the child needs something. I want that child always needs something. And she calling him at any time. The child is a three-year-old. The girl does even cry, big cry, like she in pain. Or she don't know what to do. The child just crying. Just for him to come and check her. And Iowa, he want to go. So he will get up from the bed and go have secret conversation and then leave me in the house by myself. And then blame me because I just get upset. I must not say anything. That is causing a lot of problems between the two of us. And the girl know that. So she will not stop. He figure it is his child and her mother. If they need help, he have to go and help. Okay, he want to go and help. The girl tell him, I am not welcome nowhere close to her home. Don't ever bring me there. What? And then it's me that like Roro, because according to him, it's not nothing he going and do. He just going to make sure his child okay. So she just did it on Saturday night. She called. She tell him, come and check on the child. The child have fever. I start to scream. I tell him, you're not going nowhere. But you're not listening. And you're not taking my feelings into consideration. That does get me vexed. The tutut woman have tricks. I'm trying my best not to explode on him. He does not want me to go with him. The woman is getting her way. He leaving me at home and going and spend time with his ex night time when I know the girl is a vulture. So I got dressed and I enter the car before him. I tell him I come in. I tell him I come in. One thing, a woman, I don't really like Roro for trade of it. I tell him I come in. I will stay in the car. We will collect the child and bring the child home.
Wow.
Shoopstead, my girl. Hey. So I got dressed. I entered the car before him. I tell him I'm coming. I will stay in the car. We will collect the child and bring the child home. He said that not a good idea. That will cause Roro. I agree, man. Anyway, hold on. He said that's not a good idea. That will cause Roro. Come out of the car. Let him go and do his business. I came out, I went inside, and he left. It was 9:minutes when he left. He came back after 11. These things have gotten to me. He's trying to tell me he ain't want her at all. He only care about his daughter. I am not sure about that. And maybe it is true, but he's not doing enough to make me feel better. This is having a psychological effect on me. I find myself doing things I've never done in any relationship before. We argue a lot. I find myself cursing him back. I have to always be on the lookout for that girl because I don't know what she will do. And then why should I back down or leave him for her? I want to get rid of that girl. I need her to stop. They are no longer together. How do I deal with this? How do I get her to stop? Let me read that one more time so we get it properly, and then you call us at 452-3046. If they broke up 3 years ago, why she still want him to come to her house? She refused to accept what it is and move on. He is in a new relationship with me. When I met him 3 years ago, he had just break up with her. She is also his child mother, child father. She attacked me twice already. When she saw me with him for the very first time, she had her hands all in my face asking me, what you have with him? She wanted to know who I was. At that time, he protected me. He brought me to his car and we drove off and left her there to eat herself. That felt good. All right. Over the Christmas season, she and two of her friends were in a store where I was. I didn't see them. I heard somebody say, look, that's... You know? He checking it. in the rubbish he pick up. When I look, I seen it's the girl. I didn't answer because I know I would have get licks inside there. So I go outside. Good for you. And I call him. I ask him to warn his child mother. He told me to wait for him. He coming. I waited. He came. But they had time leave. That girl has been a pain from the time I started checking him. For the past year and a half, I've been living with him. And lately, things have not been good. My girl need to ask herself why. They have a child together, so I try not to get too involved. But Iowa, that woman does prick me. She using the child as an excuse to get what she want from him. She calling his phone constantly. The last time I saw her, I tell her that. I tell her, I know what you're doing. And she wanted to beat me. Y'all, I do not like Roro. I keep to myself. And I'm trying my best not to be one of these mad girlfriends who just go and take child mother. The girl would call him and ask him if I dare. And then tell him she will call him back. Then she would call and say the child needs something. I want that child always needs something. And she calling him at any time. The child is a 3-year-old. The girl does even cry, big cry, like she in pain. Oh, she don't know what to do. The child just crying. Just for him to come and check her. And Iowa, he want to go. So he will get up from the bed, go and have a secret conversation, and then leave me in the house by myself. And then blame me because I just get upset. I must not say anything. That is causing a lot of problems between the two of us, and the girl know that, so she will not stop. He figure it's his child and her mother. If they need help, he have to go and help. Okay, he want to go and help. The girl tell him, I am not welcome nowhere close to her home. Don't ever bring me there. And then it's me that like Roro, because according to him, it's not nothing he going and do. He just going to make sure his child okay. She just did it on Saturday night. She called. She tell him, come and check on the child. The child have fever. I start to scream. I tell him, you're not going nowhere. But he's not listening. And he's not taking my feelings into consideration. That does get me vexed. The tutut woman have tricks. I'm trying my best not to explode on him. He does not want me to go with him. The woman is getting her way. He leaving me at home and going and spend time with his ex night time when I know the girl is a full chop. So I got dressed and I entered the car before him. I tell him, I coming? We will stay in the car. No, sorry. I will stay in the car. We will collect the child and bring the child home. He say, that not a good idea. That will cause Roro. Come out of the car. Let him go and do his business. I came out, I went inside, and he left. It was minutes to 9 when he left. He came back after 11. These things have gotten to me. He trying to tell me he didn't want her at all. He only care about his daughter. I am not sure about that, and maybe it is true, but he's not doing enough to make me feel better. What you want him to do, babes? This is having a psychological effect on me. I find myself doing things I've never done in any relationship before. We argue a lot. I find myself cursing him back.
There you go.
I have to always be on the lookout for that girl because I don't know what she will do. Now are you living your life? Mimo? And let me take a first call. I even good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are.
Hey. What's up, Iowa?
I'm good. How are
people?
You?
Yeah.
Hello. An earthquake is there.
Hi, earthquake.
Yay.
Don't shake the place too much.
What's your
Iowa?
Yes, caller.
Look, Iowa. Let make you understand something. In this day and age, we're not looking on them kind of threat. No man child, no child father, no child mother drama. Leave the damn people alone. First to begin with. No, I can't understand that.
Yeah.
They're going to give you trouble if you are Wednesday. Only just stand there and put her ass down.
How's she getting rid of that lady? How she need to get rid of
right, so you just leave the damn man alone. Just avoid that drama.
See, come on.
Right, so please, for your safety, for your health, avoid that damn toxic relationship,
people,
because it's not worth it.
Listen to me, Kola. We're not telling people. It's not as easy as just saying leave.
Yes, it's not easy, but for my health. You didn't know what she said about it affecting her? What the hell? Because somebody let me have right now. What the hell? Since when? So that nonsense, eh? The more to, yeah, I understand that. Kind of, I think he's kind of talking about certain points in the relationship and stuff. But come on, the girl cannot be doing that deliberately, calling you 24/7. What the hell? What the hell? Right, so you better just put her ass, put her ass straight.
You think he has something with the child, Mona? Or
the lady? It looks so, Ira. It definitely looks so. Yes, okay. Me being in that situation, if my child, father, or my man, he wants to go and see his son, I think fine. I wouldn't want to be there all the time, but I mean, if that child is
the lady telling him they can't bring you nowhere close to the house.
I wouldn't want to come anywhere close to the person, but I mean, my man, because nothing wrong in that, Ira. The woman too in this street.
I find that
really look bad, because if that child is sick and the girl did say she would stay in that vehicle. You think the girl come out in that vehicle? Come out in that vehicle? So that thing is not good for you. It's not good for your safety. Not good for your health. Look, you see that girl almost beat you up.
Yeah, and she had
to run. So just so you putting yourself in that kind of situation. There are so many men out there. They count your losses. Simple. Life goes on.
Cora, would you, if you have a child for a guy, and I think we've asked this question a
lot. No, I have to respect that my child father has moved on. He left us. I need to respect that he has a girlfriend. If there is something serious, that is to be attended to, yes, I will call. But I need to respect the guy's relationship. What the hell?
Yes. Well said, caller. And you go call him on all the time. Come and check.
Exactly.
You come there, come there.
You can call the guy. But I mean, come on. That's overdoing it, Iowa.
Yeah, I think she's single. That's why. Maybe she's single.
Right. So the girl still want the man. Okay? She still want the man. I tell her, girl, leave that alone. Because just now you've been writing to Iowa that the girl beat up somebody in Castries.
Yeah, man, not really not good. What do you think about the guy, though? Should he be doing more to make up him? Because she said something about
I guess he's trying, but I think he needs to put the child mother straight. He needs to put her straight unless he wants the relationship to work out. But she needs to talk to the guy, too, the girlfriend. She needs to let the guy know how it is, and she's not tolerating that. And if he doesn't want to sit the child mother down, well, right, sir, everything is open in it. You know what to do. If he doesn't want to set his child mother straight, eh?
What do you mean by setting his child mother straight?
Let the child mother know that, you know, so-and-so, you have to respect that I have a girlfriend, I have moved on. There are certain times you cannot call me. You just cannot.
Yeah. After 19,
yes, if that child is sick at a certain time, you know, you can, obviously, if my child is sick, I will attend. But I mean, that's overdoing it, Ira. I mean, when you see her in public, when you send talks for her, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
What are you looking for?
These are bad girls.
Bad girls? She don't get a girl. She don't get somebody like me yet.
Huh?
Because trust me, I don't miss nutrition or friend.
Wow.
Kola, you're not bad. Stop that.
You're bad, so Kola.
You see, you behave yourself. Kola, behave yourself.
Sometimes it's good to set those children mother set, you know. Because if I know, I'm not looking for trouble with you. And every time you see the problem. So just the one day, of course, one day I must retaliate, eh?
No, you don't have to, Connor. You could ignore
that. I don't have to?
You could ignore that. Okay.
Well, it will come to a circumstance, even in case the girl come too close to me, or even in case she hits me. But if she keeps throwing wood for me, I wouldn't do anything, but I'll make him talk to his child mother.
Well, she's saying something to the effect that she doesn't know what the woman going to do. At any time, where is it? She said, at any time, she feel like the woman can do something.
Well, right now, you don't know what the woman going to do. So let me tell you what you need to do. You need to leave the woman man alone. That's what you need to do.
But that's Kola. The people in a relationship, what are you saying there?
So just so you would have somebody pester in your life. So Ira, tell me.
No.
Everywhere you go, some other girl troubling the girl will talk for you. So you will feel comfortable going certain places. No, you wouldn't.
No.
But today, leave that stupid man alone.
And finish with that.
Thank you. See you.
Hey! Thank you very much for your contribution. 4523046 is the number to call. We really want to hear what is on your mind. What do you think about this afternoon's letter? Should she just leave the man alone, like the caller said, or should she try to see how she can get rid of that child mother? Good afternoon. Letla Nasi, are you on the air?
Yes, I was. Writer, leave the man with his baby mother, because that don't make no sense. I was.
What
you calling the man for?
That's her boyfriend.
The child. Bring the child to the doctor. What can the father do? Bring to the doctor and tell him, I'm going to the doctor with our son or daughter, and I'll talk to you or something like that. The man at his home, calling the man, asking the man, is this woman there?
Sneaky link.
how that making sense?
That making no sense, Connor.
You're not doing things like that.
No.
Leave the woman. I leave in the man. Leave the man to my child mother.
Yes.
You're doing that.
Yes.
And you're stopping me from your stupid. I was first in her act. Just stop, right? The man.
All right, Connor. So how should she handle that?
The best thing I tell in the woman, the writer, is to leave the man. Go out there, have plenty of single men. Even you want a woman, I work.
Right.
Leave the man alone and go look for other fish in the sea.
And look for somebody.
Simple as that.
All right, Kola. But Kola, again, you know it's not that simple, right?
I know it's not that simple, Iowa, but that's toxic. The child mother makes sex right in your life. Why would you stay there for that? The child just free. The child doesn't reach 10 yet.
Kola, can he do something to make her feel better? Or should he do something to remedy the situation?
What kind of man do is to at least put the child mother in a place if they don't have nothing together? Because I personally think the man still has some of that child mother and making her act so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What can he do to make the woman feel better is to talk to the child mother and have like a good co-parenting, bound some boundaries between the two of them.
Right. Or maybe she should get a boyfriend. It looks like she's single.
Well, if it was me, you have a child mother, you don't, I think all that I have in the side,
You having a what?
That's right, chicken aside. I tell you, I don't have a child. I tell you, I have a child. My child father calling me.
You like that caller? You don't like that. You just say that. You don't like that. But thank you for calling anyway. Thank you for your contribution, caller. You've been awesome. I want to hear from you. What is your take? How can she get rid of the child mother? What is it that she can do? Is it her duty to ensure that the child mother again, or is it the man's duty to ensure that baby mama get involved in their relationship? You know? And the other thing too, writer, if you're listening, I want to compliment you on the fact that you left
the store,
and you went outside. That was smart. And I mean, those of you listening and you're all confrontational and you're like rural, you know, and that sort of thing. You see what she did there? That may have even saved her life. Go outside, the girl there with two or three other people, and they're throwing talk for her. And she went outside. So that's the first lesson on Letla today. De-escalate. Stop it before it starts. She recognized the threat. She recognized what was going on. And she went outside. She went outside to call the boyfriend who later came, according to what she said in the letter. Now, that is good. That is commendable. And if you happen to find yourself in any situation like that, that is what you do. You de-escalate. You live to fight. Well, you live another day. Forget about the fighting. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon, Letlan RCI. You on the air?
Team RCI.
Hey!
Iwa.
Yes, caller.
That young lady do not need any advice. I believe she needs to take some martial arts. Some
karate.
You know?
Karate. Yeah.
Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Something. Because God bless us with one life. And you're allowing all that to happen?
But by the way, Connor, does the child mother have a right to do that?
The only reason the child mother allowed to behave the way she's behaving because the child father is allowing it.
Does she have a right?
No. She has no right. But at the same time, we have a right to ourselves, to our own self-care. So I do not believe that's something she should allow herself to continue going through.
But the child is sick.
I sick too. After the child, she crying.
Wait. People are telling me, Iowa, you see you, I don't like you because you just make light of the people's situation. Kola, you're not sick. You're not sick?
No, but Iowa, the child's sick and she calling them and she crying.
So you're sick too. So you're sick. Because
So she's sick, the child's sick, I sick, all three of us sick. Since you want to be doctor of the day. All of us sick.
So you're sick, you can't go nowhere, you
cannot leave. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
And Kola, look at the thing, the man telling you, I have to go. I have to. Kola, you know there are guys.
If he have to go, as soon as he leave, I myself leaving and do my business too.
No, Kola, come on. At that time, you have nowhere to go.
But you love Kola. Kola, you still love anything. They didn't tell you after.
You soon die, Kola.
See, for them, there's this food don't have love. That's lust. Sapa love. Love do not have you to be one eye open, one eye closed. Sapa love. That's jail. That's court case. That's what that is.
You saying if you were the girlfriend, You would not have allowed him to leave the house at that time to go anywhere.
It's not about not allowed. I do not have control over nobody. I only have control over myself and my reaction. I would have packed my bags and leave that situation. Leave the man for you.
Kola, you know you have to show a little empathy. Now, that is so quick. That is C4. A little empathy. And, you know, that's the word of today.
So
empathy.
What empathy the child mother showing the woman?
Not she. I see that you are.
What they call her when they saw in the store?
That's not nice.
You know, I would have omitted that part. I will never put that in the letter. She's really brave. Mama.
That's not nice.
She just tried to give us a clearer picture of exactly what's going on. I think, you know.
She needs to take some martial arts because she loves her man and she needs to fight. Fight to keep that relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. Fight for it, yes.
You know, very often in letter, you know, when I say, couple caller said already, leave that man.
I don't tell women to leave the man right now. Take some martial arts. Because it seems the girl will one day meet her somewhere. And, you know, they will have to get to the fighting.
Kola, here's what I want to add to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Why should you so easily give up on somebody that you want in your life?
Iowa, a relationship is two-way street, Iowa.
I don't know. What you mean, man?
But Iowa, the man not showing her any... Like, to me, that's not a relationship. The man not giving you any comfort.
Kola, let me tell you, I know some partners, some friends. You see, when it comes to their children, don't get involved.
Boundaries.
Don't tell them. Hold on,
boundaries. Wait. I keep preaching boundaries. You have your child, you have your woman. We all need to move on in life. Boundaries.
Kola, and you believe that child, the child mother, will give up the child or want that child to go stay with that girl in that house with the other fella?
Now she crying. She coming at this woman cry.
What I was about to say to you, there are guys who do not play by their children. You tell them something wrong and them fellas looking to go.
Kudos to them, Iowa.
Right.
But boundaries. You have to move on with your life.
What do you mean by boundaries? What are you saying?
Because, Iowa, you have to move on with your life, Iowa. You and the child mother not together. Set some boundaries. The child mother could be calling you any hour, telling you where your woman is.
Hey.
So I have to do what? Where your woman have to do with my child? To me, the conversation should just be limited to what happened to the child. The child okay? What the child need? To me, that should be the conversation. Not where your woman.
I totally agree. And why she want to know that?
She probably don't want the child, the girlfriend, to do her business. I want you think she a little threatened by the.
Of course, she threatened.
And that's why she asking them kind of questions. Not just so you're asking where
the girl.
Because you realize the girl have a little, you know, control over the fella somewhat. But
she don't have no control, Iowa. She don't have no control. She's a little scaredy cat, and the girl give her a lick in her day. So that's why she has to
tell herself. The child mother going to beat
her? If she stay there, Iowa, the girl give her a lick in. Both of them will start to fight.
Yeah, I think
so
it's just a matter of time.
Prepare herself in advance.
Yeah, because she's worried about that, you know.
One eye open, one eye close.
But Kola, who can put an end to that situation? Which one of them?
I was. If the young lady wants to put her into the situation, to me it's easy.
Right.
Leave that situation to, for the man out. And his child
and
murder.
His child mother.
Yes. According to which one, umpire? Child mother, child father, they doesn't break up. Mm. Now, goodbye. Yeah.
All right, Connor. I don't know where you'll get that. I know where.
That's a big tune.
Yeah. Child mother, child father, they doesn't break up. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on the Radio Caribbean International. We want to hear what is your take. And don't be shy. Remember, it's all about you. We know you have your take or your opinion on relationships and love. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the world. We want to hear from you. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. The number to dial is 4523046. We're going to take a break in a bit to recognize and acknowledge our sponsor, Fruitsy Seymour's. But in the meantime, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this afternoon's Letla? How can she get rid of the child mother? Will she be able to? Will she be able to ever get rid of the child mother? What is it that she can do? And what do you think about the child mother's behavior? Saying that, look, you cannot come near my home. Telling him. Now you see that? I mean, Pani. Oh, man. How can somebody tell you that your girlfriend cannot be where you are? To me, that ain't making no kind of sense, man. That ain't making any kind of sense. Okay, so you don't want her, like a caller said, you don't want her to come in your house, I could understand that. But if she is in his car, what can you do about that? Waiting in the car. What can you do about that? So you go come and look for her in the car? Or is it just that you do not want her around because you have another motive? Because you want something else to happen in her absence and in his presence? What is it that is happening? You know? And Paddy, I find like, and she's saying in the letter that he's not doing enough to make her feel, I think the word she used is better. And that is a problem, my brother. That is a huge problem. You need to address the situation. You need to do something to make your lady, the lady that you are in a relationship with, better. About the two of you, what you share, what you're having together. Right now, she doesn't feel safe or secure by the way you're behaving. You know? Something she said earlier on in the letter, I think, she said in the beginning, she attacked her, the child mother attacked her, but he did something. He took her, he brought her to his car, right? And they drove off. And they left her there to eat herself. And she's saying that felt good. So what happened now? Things start to deteriorate. What really going on? You know? It is not the same. It is not that way anymore. I wonder if the author of this afternoon's letter thinks that they have something. That he has something with his child mother. What is going on? What are your thoughts? All right, let's take a break to acknowledge our sponsor, Fruitsy Seymour's. When we come back, we read the Letla one more time and we continue to take your calls. This is Letla on RCI, sponsored by Fruitsy Seymour's.
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's?
Boy, that Seymour's makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy Seymour's? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy Seymour's is full of natural goodness your body needs. Seymour's is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Seymour's is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's. But let's just say something else.
Fruitsy Seymour's, you know what they say.
Love is in the air, and RCI is going to cater to you and that special person in bed.
Let me help you Take off your shoes, untie your shoestring.
It's RCI's Breakfast in Bed Captured Moments Valentine's Day promotion. To win, send us that captured image of the two of you sharing that special moment together. Your photograph with that special moment will be posted on our Facebook page. And the one with the most likes will win the grand prize. The winning captured moment will be announced live on RCI Friday, February 10th. On entry, please include both of your names and a contact number. Send your captured moment to promotions@rcistlucia.com. It's RCI's Breakfast in Bed Captured Moments Valentine's Day promotion. Deadline for entry is Thursday, February 9th. RCI 101, number one. We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth. Are you a business owner with goods or services for sale? Well, here's some good news. At Radio Caribbean International, we interact with heavy consuming listeners on a daily basis. RCI listeners are the big spenders, so why not invite them to spend at your business? Let your business tap into this lucrative, loyal, and large group of people who listen to us every day. Advertise on RCI today. Call our advertising department at 1-758-452-2636. We would love to assist you. The Caribbean Sound, 101, number one.
Thank you for remaining with us. I don't think we got any first-time callers yet up for today. Let's see, first-time callers, what y'all doing? I'm going to read the letter one more time, and you call us at 452-3046. You'll keep your opinion to yourself. Want to hear from you. Thank you, Fruitsy. Here's this afternoon's letter. If they broke up 3 years ago, why does she still want him to come to her house? She refused to accept what it is and move on. He is in a new relationship with me. When I met him 3 years ago, he had just break up with her. She is also his child mother. She attacked me twice already. When she saw me with him for the very first time, she had her hands all in my face, asking me what you have with him. She wanted to know who I was. At that time, he protected me. He brought me to his car, and we drove off, and we left her there to eat herself. That felt good. Over the Christmas season, she and two of her friends were in a store where I was. I didn't see them. I heard somebody say, "Look there." He check in the rubbish heap. He pick up. When I look, I seen is the girl. I didn't answer because I knew I would get licks inside there. So I go outside and I call him. I ask him to warn your child mother. He told me to wait for him. He come in. I waited. He came, but they had time leave. That girl has been a pain from the time I started checking him. For the past year and a half, I've been living with him, and lately things have not been good. They have a child together, so I try not to get too involved. But I want that woman to prick me. She using that child as an excuse to get what she want from him. She calling his phone constantly. The last time I saw her, I tell her that. I tell her, "I know what you're doing." And she wanted to beat me. Y'all, I do not like Roro. I keep to myself. I am trying my best not to be one of those mad girlfriends who has gone take child murder. The girl would call him and ask him if I there, and then tell him she would call him back. Then she would call and say that child needs something. I want that child always needs something. And she calling him anytime. The child is a 3 year old. The girl does even cry, big cry. She in pain. Oh, she don't know what to do. The child just crying. Just for him to come and check her. And Iowa, he want to go. He want to go. So he will get up from the bed, go and have secret conversation, and then leave me in the house by myself. And then blame me because others get upset. I must not say anything. That is causing a lot of problems between the two of us. And the girl know that. So she will not stop. He figure it's his child and her mother. If they need help, he have to go and help. Okay, he want to go and help. The girl tell him, I am not welcome nowhere close to her home. Don't ever bring me there. And then it's me that like Roro, because according to him, it's not nothing he going and do. He's just going to make sure his child okay. She just did it on Saturday night. She called. She tell him, come and check on the child. The child have fever. I start to scream. I tell him, he's not going nowhere. You don't go nowhere. But he's not listening. And he's not taking my feelings into consideration. That does get me vexed. The woman have tricks. I'm trying my best not to explode on him. Explode, my girl. Explode. Speak your mind. He does not want me to go with him. The woman is getting her way. She's getting her way. He's leaving me at home and going and spend time with his ex. Nighttime. When I know the girl is a vulture. So I got dressed and I entered the car before him. I tell him I come in. I will stay in the car. We will collect the child and bring that child home. Where? He said that's not a good idea. That will cause Roro. Of course, that will cause Roro. I said, come on. Come out of the car and let him go and do his business. I came out. I went inside and he left. It was minutes to nine. When he left, minutes to nine, what? And he came back after 11. These things have gotten to me. I can't imagine it. Frustration, all of them. He tried to tell me he didn't want that at all. He only care about his daughter. I am not sure about that. And maybe it is true, but he's not doing enough to make me feel better. Paddy, handle your situation in the house. This is having a psychological effect on me. I find myself doing things I've never done in any relationship before. We argue a lot. I find myself cursing him back. I have to always be on the lookout for that girl because I do not know what she will do. Watch your back with my girl. And then why should I back down or leave him for her? I want to get rid of that girl. I need her to stop. They are no longer together. How do I deal with this? How do I get her to stop? All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 452-3046. Hey, what is your take on this afternoon's letter? How should she deal with this? How can she get her to stop? Let's go. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, letter.
Sorry,
Iowa.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, man, anything. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Iowa,
yes, ma'am.
You read that letter a second or third time there, and I just had to laugh. In this day and age, one thing we have some women out there that not easy, eh?
Right.
The relationship has to be fixed between she and the man in the house. The man in the house have to let her know where she stands.
Yes, I agree with you.
Is she the girlfriend or is she just what?
The
what?
Main girl.
Simple as that, Iowa. Is it that he still wants the child mother? He have to decide what he wants.
Yeah.
And what is wrong if you go in and pick up your child and your current girlfriend there with you? As a matter of fact, he should be happy the girl is trying to have a relationship with the child.
What is wrong with bringing the child home? What is wrong with that? Huh?
So to me, he break up with the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend. Why is it that she's in control of him?
Sure.
She still wants him, Iowa.
Sure.
So where does the current girlfriend stand in that relationship there? She needs to find out from the boyfriend.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Under no circumstances, no woman not supposed to try and beat you because you leave the man already, Iowa. That's my boyfriend. You try and attack me? That girl needs some licks, Iowa. The girlfriend is she's too docile. She's too timid.
She's too soft. She's too soft.
Yes, man. Some of these women, you have to put them in the place, man. You have a child with the man. Iowa.
Yes, caller.
He will always have a relationship with the child mother. Give that.
Right.
They'll do child mother, child father.
Yes.
That's it. Accept that. But she's going over the line. She's crossing the line as child mother.
Yeah.
And if she loves her man, she should not give him up for her. She's in the past. Let her stay in the past and let her know that she's in the past and the current.
Yeah.
She's too soft, man. She's too timid, man. Some of these women need licks. I am a woman.
Yeah.
Some of them need licks. There's problems in man life, in woman. What is wrong with those women outside there?
Wait. So, Kola, is the man supposed to solve that, eh? The,
but of course he has to. Why? Well, he has to.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. He has to put the child mother. I will always be your child father. But you cannot want to have my woman on Mars. You have to put a stop to that.
Okay.
Kola,
could it be that the child mother, she just wants to keep him in her life? You know, maybe she really want anything, but she wants to ensure.
You know, that old people have a saying, shape of labor and may have a pullback to some nonsense like that. Yeah. You don't want him on, but you don't want him to have a life. Let him have a life. You move on with your life. I would imagine she have a boyfriend. She don't have a boyfriend. She didn't, the letter didn't say that.
Nah, she did let Lion say that. But I think she don't have nobody called her. That's why she saw.
These women miserable. As soon as you get the miserable ones, they're really miserable. They can drive a woman crazy and they can get a man ready to hang himself for them because, you know, let the man live his life. Yeah. If you don't have an issue with the man taking care of the child, let the man have his girlfriend. What you coming in there? Kona, want to beat girl?
Kona, how do you feel the present girlfriend feels about what is happening there right now?
No, but she's not comfortable with it. I look like she loves the fellow. Because nobody is not sitting down and write a letter. To me, these days, women don't have time. Mine is leave you and go.
Yes, yes.
She writes a letter. That means she's concerned about him. But he needs to put her straight and put the child mother straight. Where is she in that whole relationship there? You can't have your child mother having your girlfriend on marriage like that.
Good question, Kola. Where is she? What is her role? How important
you
is
understand?
She to him?
Am I to you? Is the child mother first in your life or me?
Well said, Kola.
If she needs to ask those questions, why am I? And if he cannot answer them, she needs to move on. Because that's a red flag, a big red flag.
Yeah, I agree.
But she should never allow that woman, that ex-girlfriend, to take up a papi. She want to have on Maji. My boyfriend, daddy, your child father, but my money. What's that?
Yeah. So she should stop it. She can put a stop
she
to it.
She has to stop it. She has to put a stop to it. And the man has to be in the middle of she putting a stop to that. He has to be in the forefront. Yeah.
So, Kola, recommend something. What do you think? The two, the three of them meet?
No. The man has to talk to his child mother. Let her know that I have a woman and you need to respect her. I will always be your child father. That's it.
Right.
So and she needs to let him tell her, the current girlfriend needs to find out what is her place in that man's life there.
Yeah.
You can't leave me at my home at 9 o'clock in the night.
But
you go and babysit and make that child. Don't cry, baby.
You know what you do? You're rubbing that child back and the child after.
You understand? I love it. Which woman that tolerating that? Magic. You know, it's like even up there, the child not falling asleep. So some of those women outside that like to use the men, you know, the children for them to get to the men. Come on, man.
Be a man and stop that.
Don't put your girlfriend through that, Isaac. Have a good afternoon. Let's see my RCI.
Hey, thank you for calling. That caller was on point. I love that contribution, you know. I'm telling you that, man. You know, you need to party. You need to put a stop to it and show the girl in the house that you love her. So make the woman feel like she's important. What is her role in all this? Let's take another call. Good afternoon. Let them RCI on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey!
All right. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Listen, this is so loaded, but this is so common, isn't it?
It is.
You know, it is very, very common where some, I have to say some, because not all baby mamas are like that, right? Where some baby mamas cannot let go. That's it. It's just letting go and accepting the fact that they're not with their child father again.
So they don't want him? They don't want him?
She cantankerous.
If she cantankerous, let me tell you.
She's very, very cantankerous because she knows very well what it is that she's doing. She's tormenting this girl and she's using the child to do it. Like we always see in the media with celebrities, they use these children as leverage all the time. And that's exactly what she's doing because she knows very well this man has moved on. Why would you look for trouble with the girl on the outside?
And what's she doing? She called him money and she your girlfriend there.
Exactly. What does it have to do with you?
Breathing.
Like your previous caller said.
Breathing.
Something wrong with the child. You simply call and say, listen, X, Y, and Z is wrong. We don't know what my girlfriend has to do with you being that you want to come over.
Trauma,
you trying to bring the child?
Trauma,
what are you doing?
Trauma, you want to get rid of the girlfriend?
so she can slide back in, right? That's why people say child mother and child father don't break up. But I don't believe that. You understand? And they have some men that genuinely love their kids so much that they will drop everything and put the children first.
Also, caller, let me just add to what you say. There are guys who would also take care of their child mother. That doesn't mean that they have anything with the mother.
Exactly.
They will ensure that she's okay. Because of the child.
Yes, because of the child. Because if my child mother is doing well, she's able to take care of that child. Yeah. That's why they always tell you, take care of you first before you can take care of children.
Yes,
so they just ensure that. But of course, the guy too now has to place boundaries, like all of your other callers have been saying. He has to set boundaries. Listen, you know I have a girlfriend. You can't be calling me at 9 o'clock in the night. I get that, you know, the baby might be fussing. Well, it's not a baby, it's a toddler. The toddler might be. But you too have to play a part as a mother. Like, at what point do you stand up and be a mother to this child? You're going to forever call on the father? That's just going to be your whole life. Like, at what point do you take ownership? It is a 50-50 thing, you understand? Yeah, if he's already spending time, he's taking care of this child at night, it's 9 o'clock. You know the man have a woman that is probably living with him. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? You're going to call and see the baby cry. He should tell her, put the child, you understand? Sort that out yourself. I'll talk to you in the morning and see how you're doing. And hang up his phone. He has to stand up and put his phone down. You understand? Or if not, I come in and take my child for the night so you can have a peace of mind so you can sleep.
But, Kwana, what will the child mother do if he does that?
She will never give. She will never.
They come in and checkmate. They come in and checkmate in the house, Igona.
Okay, you come in and take my leverage? Never. Never. She will cry and she will put out all the crocodile tears and she'll pull out all the tricks in the book because she knows the child father that she's dealing with. Everybody knows the demon they're dealing with. She knows exactly how to pull his strings to manipulate the situation in her favor. That's all this girl is doing. And that's so unfair. The writer needs to put her boyfriend to sit down. If she genuinely loves this man, she wants to move on with him, she sees some sort of future, she needs to put him to sit down because guess what? They will forever be in each other's lives.
Yes.
Do you understand? And so he has to put she has to put her foot down and say, listen, me and you need to talk. Because if this is going to continue, I require X, Y, and Z. And if not, sometimes our peace of mind is worth walking away. Your mental health, I always believe in that. It's worth walking away from certain situations.
Well, it's a good thing you said that. She said it's hurting, it has a psychological effect.
Exactly. It's starting to affect her because the thing is, right? Mm-hmm. Here's where, as much as you will tell somebody something, the insecurity was created, right? Mm-hmm. He addressed it initially. That's why she was so proud and happy.
Yes.
He addressed it. But then after that, it started falling by the wayside because now this man is between a rock and a hard place because he has to meet the needs of his girlfriend and meet the needs of his child and his child mother.
True.
But who takes precedence? The child and the child mother, which is unfair because you're telling her, oh, yes, I don't want my child mother again, but at 9 o'clock you're running out. So you're contradicting yourself from your words and your actions. So he has to set boundaries. She has to tell him that's X, Y, and Z. It's not walk away from the situation because it doesn't make any sense. He has to secure her in that way so that she knows, okay, he go in and take care of the child, or it's late night. I know he'll not just leave me and go. Or when he's doing that, and then she's secure knowing that's what he's doing. Then when he speaks to his child mother enough, he can offer that they all speak. Do you understand? You're so concerned. You should talk to the other person. Figure out who your child is going by. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, okay, when my child go there, I know the type of person that girl is.
Yeah.
But then we're not mature enough to do that most of the time, are we?
They want to fight.
You're mad.
You fight. Always want to fight. You know? Yeah. Exactly. So
why they like that?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. Women just like to fight sometimes. I guess I shouldn't say, I'm not generalizing it when I say this, but I just say, you know, some people are generally just, I don't know, cantankerous, aggressive. But she needs to.
Is it hurt? Down. Kona, is that hurt? Is that hurt? Is that reaction? Is that because you're hurting?
Of course she is, because she's losing control. She's losing the person that she cares about. She feels like she has no say in this. Like,
it's slipping from her hands. You know, the same person you tell me you don't want, but yet you're doing all of that, and you know, the girl losing what she know to be her.
No, caller, I'm referring to the child mother. The child mother. Why do they do that? Why, you know?
I don't know. But naturally, Ira, we are taught that we're supposed to get married at a certain age and have children, right? And have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And do you really want to be a single parent? Also, as a single parent, isn't it very difficult to date for a woman? So, you know, a lot of things come into play
regard for
women.
You're saying something that we're not just going to gloss over that, huh? So, Connor, it is not easy for a single mother
to date in 2023? No, wait, 2022. Let's say that, because 2023 just started. But it's not. It's not very easy for single mothers to date. And if I'm wrong on that, feel free
think that is?
Okay, as a man, tell me, and put yourself in the place, maybe not of your thinking, but of, I don't know, I want to say our average men, because very few are different. You know, think about you taking on another man's child. I didn't put it in any other way like that, but like that, so you can understand what it is that I am saying.
Yeah. So what are you asking me to focus on? The child or...
No. I'm just saying a lot of men see it as they don't want to come in and take care of another man's child.
Yeah, but
we have very few men that want to do that. And even then, you date and you're like, okay, your child has a father. Some men don't see that. It's taking on a responsibility that's not theirs. It takes a level, again, of maturity for fellas to do that.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So it makes it difficult for a woman to date. So it could be that. It could be she know the child father she had. We don't know. We remember, we don't know the pre-relationship, what happened, what didn't happen, why they broke up. Mm-hmm. We don't know any of that. So it's her having to let go. Who's to say the girl didn't envision herself being with her child father the rest of her life? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You get what I'm saying? So there are multiple factors that come into play when it comes to these things. For some people, it's okay. And for others, they struggle because, again, raising a child is not easy. And so that's why they tell you it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have support from your immediate family, you don't have friends that can support you, it becomes very difficult, doesn't it? And imagine living in a world where you have to raise a child by yourself without the village.
Yeah. A challenge, and we see what's happening, right?
Voila. Exactly. It's extremely challenging. And so, you know, sometimes you just want a mommy break and you just want to, you know, you just need 2 minutes to breathe in, breathe out, and, you know, relax your mind and whatnot. So there are a lot of things that come into play. But the caller needs to put her foot down at this point, because if it is affecting her mental health, she's going to become
a complete psycho. She says she's cursing back.
Exactly. That's why. Exactly. Men do things, right? Women react and then they say you psycho. But you don't create the psycho.
No, caller,
you don't have to curse back. Come on.
Bite your tongue. Easy to say, but always remember the smallest of drips will fall a barrel.
True.
There's only so much you can take until you can't take again, and then you feel like you need to act a certain way to get a reaction.
Yeah.
So that's all we're asking.
That's what I was asking. How does she feel, boy? That happening, and you see that happening to you, the man going and leaving you in the house.
Exactly at 9 o'clock. But first of all, you see, now this is when the psycho would come in. You'd lock the door and say, you're not going nowhere. Yeah. When you know generally you don't want to kidnap nobody.
And she also said she went in the car before him, but he tell her come
exactly,
out.
Exactly. And she's not a psycho because she respected his wishes. She could have been psycho and said, not coming nowhere. You're not going. And she could have stayed and delayed him going. She genuinely cares about him. And I think he needs to do better in protecting and securing his relationship, and also put his child mother in a place and let her know what time it is and what her place is.
Yeah, man.
You get me?
Thank you very much for that, caller. You've been awesome as usual. What is your take? 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on RCI. We know you have your opinion. Come on. Don't keep it to yourself. Give us a call at 4523046. This is Letla on RCI. Help her deal with it. Help her get rid of the child mother. I know you might get rid of the child mother. If it's getting rid of the child mother totally, she not wanting him to have anything to do with the child mother. But that's not cool. That is not cool. I mean, he has to take care of his child. And if he's a loving dad, he will want to be in his child's life. So I don't know what she means by getting rid of the child's mother, you know. And being in that relationship is having a psychological effect on her. She finds herself doing things that she has never done in any relationship. That's not what she's saying there.
I go down.
Why? What are you? If you're in a relationship and the relationship is changing you, is that a good thing, Seaboard? No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing. You know, you're out of character. According to you, you say you're starting yourself and to curse back. Come on, that is uncharacteristic of you. According to what you hear, nobody has you pass every obscene language. You don't do that. You don't use bad words. So all of a sudden, you find yourself in a relationship, somebody kissing you, and you have to curse back. That is disrespect. You shouldn't allow that to happen at all. You shouldn't, you know. And the child mother. Let's go back to the child mother, people. The child mother. Why are you like that? Why are you like that? You know, if he has chosen somebody else, and according to what the letter is saying, this individual is now living with him. I'm there watching it. You know, they have been living together now for a year and a half. Why do you want to be so involved in what is happening? I mean, yeah, you want him in your things, your daughter's life, but why do you have to get so involved in the people's relationship? You are wrong. You need to stop that. Good afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Yo, let us see how you on the air, my brother.
Yeah. The child mother have made one note.
Meaning what?
Reason why made still toot in the woman.
Ah.
Now, she know every time she call, whatever she say goes, because she still, he still toot in her. So whatever she say, he has to, because she will fret him and tell me, I will tell your woman and you still toot in me.
Right. So, how are they handling that?
Whatever she said, he has to do it.
Whatever the child mother say?
Yeah, whatever she say, yeah. So they have him one now. Right, so now that he's trying his best, when he make a mistake and toot the woman, and it look like he still toot the woman.
Right, so
so they have him one now. He's trying and come out of that, but our. Because don't tell me you have to go in a corner to talk to your child mother.
Yeah.
So say what? The hospital, the child have a belly, the child have a fever. You tell me you're going to be child mother home. Why you don't tell me, let's go to the hospital to bring it?
Right. Well said, caller.
Why is at the child mother home she wants you to come? There ain't no hospital. In the hospital, the child have a bellyache. In the hospital, you have to bring the child.
So once they call him, he had to come. He have to go.
Exactly, to because go. They have him or not. They have that against him. That is a mistake. He don't. He all now, so he probably regretting, but he don't have a choice.
Right. So what should the writer of the letter do then?
Well, she just have to find out the real truth behind that, and that is what he probably do want to tell his present woman that he's still to him.
Yeah. Right.
So that is the main truth he probably have to find out.
All right, my brother. Thank you for your contribution.
The child mother will use all kind of excuse, but he has to come because, and she doing it for spite, you know, because she know she have that against him. She will always do it because she will joke the other woman. She will always bring him out of the house because she know that is where she lives.
But do you think she want the girlfriend to know that, though?
Who's that? The child mother?
Yeah, do you think the child mother
wants
this?
Of course, she probably wants the child mother to know. Because she know if eventually the story come out,
yeah,
she might eventually have to leave it. But he don't want it to happen before we try and cover it up and, you know, try and prevent that from happening. So that's hence the reason why he go in.
So there's not much Mitt can do, eh? Than to just play the game.
Right now, then you don't have much of a choice.
Yeah. All right, Koala. Thank you very much for your contribution, my brother. You've been awesome. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. What is your take? What do you think? Do you think that the child mother and the boyfriend, do they still have something going on? Huh? Is this the reason for him behaving the way that he is behaving? Which means that, which is anytime he's called by the child mother, he has to run. He has to go. And he doesn't want the girlfriend to be around when he's going, which is total nonsense, if you ask me. Eh? Total nonsense. Why can't your lady come with you to go check on your child? Why?
That's a very strange.
Yes, yeah.
behavior.
What's up with that? Why can't she come? And you know what she say? According to the letter, she telling him, I will stay in the car. I will remain in the car. I will stay in the car. We will collect the child and bring the child home. It's a hour. It's a hour. That is not a good idea. Maybe it is not a good idea because who knows? Maybe the girl come outside, the child mother come outside and see that girl in the car. And it can cause some friction between the two. Something can go wrong with the two of them. And who knows, you know? Yeah. You may just end up in a bad tie. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let's not see how you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Good afternoon.
Hi, Sifa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I didn't have a letter, but I want to comment on your comment.
Right, go ahead.
Okay. You want to know why it's not a good idea?
Why is it not a good idea?
Because men just lie. They just lie. I think as soon as come out of their mother, the lies just start, like, automatically. Like, you asking men, you know, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? They're saying yes, the answer is no. You asking men, okay, is it raining outside? They're telling you no, you go outside, your clothes wet on the line. You understand what I'm saying?
It's the lies
about everything. You send them to the supermarket and buy something for you. They're telling you they didn't get it, they didn't have none. You go into the supermarket, 2 minutes later, you've seen it on the shelf. They just lie. That's why you're asking why it's not a good idea, because men, that's just lie. Now, the girl, again, I'm listening to your comments, but you say she asked the fella if she can go with him to pick up the child.
Right.
That's the mistake. She's supposed to be in the front seat waiting. She has to go and start the car for him. You understand? Make sure the car nice and warm. You know, so when he reach, y'all can go where y'all have to go. I don't know why she's asking any questions. In fact, she should have go by SNS and buy a little toy and have it on standby waiting and be the best step mommy ever. Because I don't understand why it's permission she looking for to go with him. Whatever answers she wants, it's at the baby mama house. That's where the answers are.
Okay. All right. So she needs to go there.
That's where all the answers she looking for from Lesla. If she go to the baby mother house, that's where she'll find them. Now, I want to show you a man lying again. Look, I'm driving. A man just signaled me to tell me I can pass. He's not even looking left to see another car coming. I would have been in an accident today. You see what I'm talking about? Men are just lying. You're just lying for everything. You're just lying.
Caller.
But anyways, look, the bread van. Okay, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, caller. Yeah. If that is your experience, you know, you can't just paint everybody with one brush. I'm not nice, huh? You know why the old world is so colorful? Come on. Good afternoon. Let us see how you're on here. Hey!
Hello?
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 Hi, good afternoon. Hello. This is Letla, you're on here.
Hey,
what's up?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, man, we can hear you long time.
Hello?
Hi, caller, you are on the air. Hey, right in your AKT, my girl. Hello? Hi, good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Letla. You on the air?
Yes. Everybody is on a drama thing, and there's so much confusion in the world and so much drama. Sometimes all that it takes is a little communication. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's just like one person to just humble themselves. And as a mother, I'm talking to you. I've been through a situation like that where contacting my child father. We were together. We actually live in separate countries. Trying to contact him was an issue. I'm not even in the country and the girlfriend. I was still involved with him. Mm-hmm. And one day my child was only 6 days old. And she fell sick. Well, she was getting sick at an older age. And there's one point where I'm trying to call him late at night because I'm trying to say, hey, as a parent, you want your child father to know that the child is sick. I mean, I wonder if people are not thinking like a parent when they call. You, even if we're not together, to me, you are the child's father. I didn't have that child alone. And I'm trying to call him and say, hey, your child is in the hospital. The girl answered. And you know what she said? Like, I heard her call her saying, he's not a doctor. No, he's not the doctor. He's the father. He's the father. And I think every father needs to know when the child is not well. And when she told me that, it broke my heart. The child ended up staying in the hospital 6 days with that same fever. Fever could kill children. It goes up to their brain. And you as a mother have a young child in your hands, sick, whatever. Some people do use as an excuse, but you as a parent, you have a child and you're raising that child alone. It does hurt you. It does. Seeing you raising that child alone and the father is having a good time, and then you as a woman, you're dating a man, you want to tell the man how to be a father, when to be a father. I mean, that I used to be a guy, and I always used to encourage the guy to be a father. Mm-hmm. I used to tell him to give me no money and make sure your children are okay. Even if the mothers was a piss, the children's priority was my priority. That's my number one priority. Until one day, all of us just speak. We just spoke and said, you know what, that don't make any sense. Arguing with that. He was this one, he's over there, whatever. You know, we are women. It doesn't make no sense. You know, if you have to just message the woman and talk to her, instead of arguing and sending the man to warn his mother, or just humble ourselves sometimes. Put yourself in a mother. As a mother, what would you, as a woman who wants to raise a child by yourself, at that young age, you want the father there. Fathers need to play a better role in their children life and stop giving these men reasons to say, oh, I don't want to raise another man's child. Be a father to your child, because these are precious moments. To see you miss up, like my child said, I'm in solution, my child is overseas. To see you not there when your child takes the first word, when your child talking, what your child say every school. It is hard being a single mother. It is hard. And if that man has to step out for a couple of hours, he's going to come back to you. He's going to come back. Because you wouldn't want to raise your child alone. So don't encourage a man to raise and let another one be another single mother and put that issue on another man. Let them be a man. We need to encourage men to be more men and stop trying to say, oh, don't give your child money, this and don't do that, and don't be there for your child. If you find it's a problem dating a man with a child, then leave the man alone. Thank you, Ira.
Kola, before you leave, though, before you leave, you there?
Yeah.
Right. The issue, I understand the point that you're making, that dads need to be in their children's lives.
Right.
But let's also add, she wants him. She wants
it. Like I said, I've been in it. And one day I just sat there and I said, you know what? I'm a grown woman. I sent her a message. I just emailed her and I spoke to her. And I said to her, listen, you could have him. I don't want him. I said to her, if I call him late, maybe something happened, whatever. I'm not chasing him, whatever. We just spoke. But I still keep my distance from her because she still wants to be arrogant, like you know. When the child calls, she actually, the attitude she has with my daughter, both of us just keep our distance. We don't call him nothing. I still tell my daughter, you know, check on your dad, text your dad. My daughter said, no, I'm not doing it. When she...
Hello?
He must want to be a father to the child. And maybe there's still that kind of bond with the girl. Because, I mean, that's a woman you have a child with, there's maybe still a bond there, so you want to be part of that. Especially some parents really love their kids. If you can't allow the man to be a father, like, fully, because he's already living in school, then just leave him alone for his child mother because there's something going on still there. Or maybe she's still hurt. Or maybe just message your girl and talk to her. There's too much confusion, too much fighting in solution, too much angry people in solution.
So what you're saying, Kora, because of the child, she should just let it. Yeah. Kola, what you saying? Because of the child, she should just let him be. Let him go be with his child mother.
Yeah, let it be. If it's an issue, it's all that fighting argument. I mean, it just takes all of us to just sit down and talk. Or maybe just, like I said, just message her, call her and speak to her. If she hang up on you and she...
Yeah, you did say that your credit was running out. Apologies for that. But I get your point, Kola. And it's important that... as fathers, we play our role as fathers in our children's lives. Just take a listen. Good afternoon. Let's lie on here.
I had to call back. I had to call back because it's not what you do, but it's how you do it.
Right.
And that's the problem with the child mother. I don't think the guy is refusing to be part of the of the child's life. Or the girlfriend is refusing to allow him to. But it's the manner in which the child mother does her things. And that's what I want the previous caller to understand.
Absolutely.
He has no problem in going into playing a part in the child's life. Or the girlfriend.
As a matter of fact, he goes when they call him. Anytime they call him, he goes.
Exactly. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
How you do it, caller.
You understand?
Yes.
Because I know of child mother with girlfriend, wife that have a cordial relationship where children are concerned. And it's important that that happen because the children are the ones being affected at the end of the day.
That's it,
caller. We just have some bitchy women out there. I'm a woman, and then that's just the bottom line.
Yes.
And if it's not their way, it's the highway. So they want to have control over the men, whether they have wife or girlfriend, because they're the child mother.
Very much for, thank you very much for your contribution. All appreciate right. you. And that's our time. Let's see if we could squeeze in some of your
comments.
Quickly. Why, Rankin? Why? Let me tell you, Rankin, I believe the man loves being at his baby mama home. He is very much involved in every call that is being done. Oh boy. I recognize that playing in society for far too long. We set these expectations of what it means to be a good father and provide for your kids. Imagine to be a good father, you are expected to drop everything and respond to your ex's call every time she calls. Even though she's being mischievous. This cannot be the standard, Rangan. It cannot be. This only results in resentment or even hatred for the child mother, Rankin. Whoa, ladies, please accept when it is over, move on, and have a decent relationship for the sake of your child. Making the man's life miserable makes no sense. What will you do when the child turns 18? And 18 is considered an adult. And the man has no reason to interact with you. What will you do?
Well said.
Well, Rankin, I agree that caller boy. He's still tututing the child mother because there should be no reason to have secret conversation with her and then to leave her for a crying toddler.
Good afternoon, Iwa. There's a saying that goes, what you allow is what will continue. So how I'm looking at it is that this is going to continue because the gentleman has allowed it from the very beginning. All right. He has not set boundaries with his child's mother. And this may just continue, right? She can't get rid of the child's mother. The child's mother is always going to be the child's mother. So they have to sit down as two or three mature individuals and discuss this because there's a child involved. Have a good afternoon.
You have a good afternoon as well. Let's try to do another quickly. I think the child father is still in love with his child. Sorry, the child mother is still in love with the child father, and this girl needs to talk to the guy about it. If he doesn't change, move on. Okay, let's do this one. This one's still spinning. Let's see. If we can get this one to play, this one is still spinning as well. Boy, Rankin, I was in a similar relationship, and to find out all the time my ex was still sleeping with his child mother, and she embarrassed in castries with the list of times something slept with each other. They slept with each other. What? And wow. She embarrassed him in castries with the list of times they slept with each other. Man. My advice is to work on building a relationship with the child and her mother. Stop fighting because he will look out for his child, which is a good thing. The child is the most important person in the situation. She needs to take a breath, be the bigger woman, reach out to the woman and settle on a decent relationship. Because if your relationship progresses into marriage, you will have to deal with that long term. So fix the situation now as it is early. Meet the woman and try resolving the relationship, guys. You see, if it does not work out, at least you tried.
The three adults need to sit down and have a conversation, because again, the most important person here is the child. And children pick up on all that drama. And that is not good for them. Boy, anything that costs you your peace is too expensive. Let la write the mere fact you are behaving out of character because of this situation tells enough. Why do we wait until it gets worse? Already you are unhappy. Put you first. Who have I heard that before? Clearly, he is still living in his past. What the? Let me try and play that. Let me see that.
Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey and Morgan Freeman.
What? Hold on, let me hear.
My darling, that's a big red flag. You're not in a relationship. You're in a situationship. So pack up and leave. Let him decide what he wants. Iowa, what are you? A blade. You cutting on both sides. You cutting on the girl side. You cutting on the boy side. Iowa, you have to give Jack his jacket. Stop being a blade.
You think he looks there?
I tell him they don't agree with me. I don't like when they agree with me. And you see, let me see. Hold on. We have some more. Timasia, hey. Hold on. I've been trying to call here. You have been trying. And let me see. That one's
still spinning.
It's too long. I mean, maybe it's too long. I like that voice note thing. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not getting. Some of them are not, we can't play. I don't know. Maybe they're too long. Let me see that. I do not like when people want to leave relationships so fast. You know what I mean? Go, leave, this, that, and the other. You know, a lot of people listening to the advice is leave him. Leave him and go, you know.
Hey, 2 minutes before 5 o'clock, that's our time. Thank you very much. C4, big up yourself. Hey, So quick, big up your whole self. Maureen, thank you. We will do it again next week, Wednesday. Letla on RCI. Thank you to every single one of you who called. Those of you listening and you're not calling, we love ya. Yeah, regulars, thank you very, 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 very much. Regular callers, man, I tell you, I don't know, for some reason, you know, you're just holding yourself back. Call us. This is your program. We ain't judging anybody, you know. Yeah. We're doing that around here. As a matter of fact, you are the specialist. Mary, you don't do that. Mary Chumstan. Anything, man. Thank you to Fruitsy Seymour. You know what they say about Fruitsy, right?